بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أنا آخذ بحجزكم وأنتم تقحمون في النار. Look at the extent of the compassion and the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for his ummah. The example that is cited, that imagine in an open field someone lights a fire and moths, fireflies, butterflies, etc., they rush towards it. And Nabi Sallam says, in all this commotion, I'm holding you by your waist and pulling you out of the fire. So this is Nabi Sallam. He won't want to see any of his ummah in trouble, problems, difficulty. So it is the duty of the ummah to behave and to work in such a way that brings about some calmness, comfort to his Mubarak eyes. Nothing is difficult, nothing is impossible. It's a little bit of effort, little bit of struggle, and it can happen. When Allah Ta'ala has shut down the doors of Jahannam, right, and He's adorning Jannat even more now, right, then obviously it's going to be really, really not right for any person not to take advantage. Jahannam doors have been all sealed, blocked off. Doors of Jannat are being opened out. And actually even the hoors are inviting you. And then not to take this opportunity really is not on this. So in various ahadith, Nabi Sallam shows us some guidelines. Today whilst I was sitting, so I was just thinking what to speak on today. Since tonight is the 28th. So now it's approaching the end of Ramadan, and this bonus, these gifts that we are being blessed with is coming to an end, right? And then again, the shaitans are all allowed. They are released from their bondage, from their chains. Literally, they are all released. Now, when they are released from their bondage and their chains, then they come again for the attack. I heard from my elders, some things I've seen in the hadith, and some you've heard from the elders, that shaitan, what does he take a keen interest in? See, he's there, his work is to damage. And our work is to control. So he's going to damage. But now, what does he take a keen interest in? So there's a lot of things we can be running after, a lot of things to guard ourselves, protect ourselves. But then shaitan, then what's his sight? What is he rushing towards? Where does he find most clients? You know, he wants to make business. Where does he make the most? So I say what three or four areas that the hadith and what I've heard from the elders, four things that shaitan takes a very keen interest in. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. One is not taking care of the tongue. Because shaitan incites. Husband is coming to the house, so he'll incite and spur up the wife against the husband, and the husband against the wife. Nobody wants to appear to be the loser. There's a discussion. I don't want to be the loser, you don't want to be the loser. So if you're saying something, then I want to defend myself. I'm saying something that you want to defend yourself. So in this whole commotion, we both of us are trying to defend, and no one wants to be the loser. both wants to be the winner. So no person becomes the winner, shaitan becomes the winner. Haji Bhai Faria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his simplicity, would say, lose the argument and win the friend. Easy thing is lose the argument, alright. He says something, let him win. But you win the friend. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won the person's heart. For a moment he may think, well, I won the argument, alright. Be it as it may, you won the argument, but I have won your heart. And winning your heart, I have pleased Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if I broke your heart, then I broke the ummat. When I've broken the ummat, then you can imagine now how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feels. These are my ummatis and they are fighting. So, the first place that shaitan attacks is the tongue. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Takes a keen interest. And approximately three places in the Quran Sharif, the same thing is repeated. About the care of the tongue. قُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. The interference of shaitan, they come near me. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. When you see an assailing, shaitan is assailing, attacking you, then you get into remembrance, تَذَكَّرُوا. The word that's been used is تَذَكَّرُ. And tadhakkur can mean any type of thinking that will turn you away from shaitan. For example, you thought of the grave, you thought of the akhirat, you thought of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you thought of the good that Nabi Samad passed on and my behavior. So any thought that will turn you away from wrong, any thought that will turn you away from this silly arguments, fights, what must you get yourself involved in? One is the misuse of the tongue. In a lengthy hadith, when the wisdom advises Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, then says, Ra'asul Amr al Iman. Everything starts off with Iman. This article was read by Mulisuf just now. Qad aflaha al mu'minun. It starts off with Iman. So without Iman, you can't get any access, absolutely no access. Like say, for example, some years back we had one revered Muslim. So he was in the Imamat class and I saw him performing namaz, quite sincere, nicely performing namaz. So after the namaz, he went to take a faraz ghusl. Obviously, he couldn't be so deep in his namaz that he's got involved with the hoor in namaz. I'm sure about that. Couldn't be so deep. But I can remember that after the namaz, he went straight for ghusl. So I let him do the ghusl and then I spoke to him. But what is this now? You read your faraz namaz, then you had to go for ghusl. He said, no, both things were compulsory. Namaz was compulsory for me. And ghusl. So I thought, let me do my namaz first, then I'll do the ghusl. So I didn't shout him, because I knew now he's new. He doesn't know the sequence. That we know, miftahu salati at-tahur. Right? The key to namaz is taharat. You must have taharat. You must be pure in order for entering into namaz. To enter into Islam, you have to have the iman. No two ways. You have to have iman. Like we laugh at that person came into namaz and he's got no ghusl, no wuzu, nothing, and just came in. You know, it's a waste of time, right? So same. So the first thing we need to correct and rectify is our iman at any given time. Now, unfortunately, the children, students, etc., they are exposed to such things that the iman is wavering, is shaking. Some school is teaching comparative religion, Buddhism, Christianity, everything that they're teaching, part of their syllabi, right? Now, they don't realize that it's possible that the child takes to some stupid thing, some nonsense given to him, and the way it is presented by the teacher, that that child hooks onto it. And when he hooks onto it, then it lingers in his mind. For years it lingers in his mind and he can't talk about it. I know for a fact that some doctors, after 25 years of experience, you know, after them practicing in prosperous, being namazis, wearing kurtas, after about 25 years they come here, we just want to know about this evolution theory. What do you have to say about it? So I said, I just want to know, was this lingering in your mind from the time you studied it till now? I said, yeah, I don't have any clarity. So I'm thinking to myself, does he have any iman then? If he's still in doubt about it, he's in doubt about it, so has he got any iman? Iman is not right. Muhammad Idris Kandalwi Sahib, rahmatullahi, he explained the five categories of kufr. And one, he says, fi shakkim murib. Shakkim murib, he explains, is that person that doesn't reject nor does he accept. Shak, that means he doesn't reject it totally, the tenets of faith, nor does he accept. In today's terms, they call it agnostic. Right? That he doesn't say that he rejects, nor does he say that he fully accepts. So you call him an agnostic. But in the words of the Quran, this person is a kafir, clear kafir. Innahum kanu fi shakkim murib. A doubt that is not leaving him at ease. It's just being tossed around. Tossed that one thought is taking him on one end, then the second thought is bringing him on the other end. He's not settled here, he's not settled there. And now this person is called an agnostic, right? Strangely, some people try and defend the agnostic, whereas the Quran Sharif is clear that this person is out. He's got no chance, he's out. Right. So, Ra'asul Amr Iman, the basis is Iman. Without that Iman, nothing can work. Absolutely nothing can work. Right. Like imagine, you came into a country, no passport, no papers, no documentation, nothing. Can anything work for you? The police only get to know about you, that you're earning so much, and nothing is right in you. They will apprehend you, any country will apprehend you. So your cash is not right, your dwelling is not right, your property is not right, nothing is right. Absolutely, because you don't have a passport, no basis. How did you come here? So, the first thing we need to rectify, correct, is Iman. Ourselves, our children, our household. And the easiest way I have thought of is that you must have Taleem every day. And at least 4 or 5 times in the week, then ask the children what they have come across, what the teacher says, what the school is offering, what they're talking about, your friends and your circle of friends, what are they discussing? So if it is anything that is doubtful, you've got a forum to clear it up. But you don't have a communication line. You can discuss everything else. You can discuss now science and an aeroplane and the holiday, everything else you can discuss, it's fine. But these issues that relate to your iman, you're not discussing it with your child. So you don't have a forum to correct and rectify. This child is hovering in kufr, in disbelief, and you don't even know about it, you don't even realize. Many a times you get women phoning, young girls phoning, that the teacher explained the evolution theory so well that we got no room to reject it. Now, parents are not discussing it, they're worried about it. The greater concern is the girl must obtain a degree. Everything else will fall in place. She must get a degree in something or the other, some master's degree or whatever. Everything else will fall in place. And we say, by get the iman right, get the amal right, get the akhlaq right, everything else will fall in place. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Rahim Sahib, Lajpuri, rahmatullah alayh, he quotes from Hazrat Sheikh Ul Hind, rahmatullah alayh. Sheikh Ul Hind, rahmatullah alayh, is as though the senior most, after Hazrat Qasim Sahib is the senior most, in this whole galaxy of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, linked up to Deoband, Sahanpur, etc. So he says, if this education, referring to secular education, if it's going to lead our children to disbelief, to atheism, then they rather remain jahil and do the most menial jobs. At least get the iman secure. But now you're looking for a high job, I must get some recognition, this and this and whatever. And meanwhile, iman is gone, amal is gone, akhlaq is gone, everything is gone. What, just for a scrap of paper? Is it worth the while? يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. You're selling away your deen for a few scraps. Scrap. The whole world is a scrap. الدُّنْيَا مَلْعُونَ. For a little scrap, and your whole deen is sold, and you don't even bat an eye, don't even blink an eye. Is that the right thing? The Muslim gets to know this, what you're doing. How does he feel? How does he take it? Or for a few scraps, you wanted a better standard of living, so you send your son, your daughter to school, university, you send her, and you got a good bursary from a Muslim or the company. Your bursary, send the daughter to school, university, you send her. Well, lose her iman, it's all right. The person that is giving the bursary, he's also responsible, he's also answerable. Right? You send that boy, you helped him to school and university, he lost his iman, but he's responsible, the one that supported Ad-Dallu al-Khayr Kafa'ili, you also supported the whole thing. So he's responsible, you're responsible as well. If you feel that, no, I have a duty to help him in his studies, then don't you have a duty to help him in his iman? If you felt that you have a duty to keep him on his feet, put him on his feet, so you don't have a duty to keep him on his iman, secure his iman. And you know, it's a fact, it's established that this is going, the moral is going, morals are going, shame and haya is disappearing. It's only one school where shame and modesty is being upheld, where iman is respected. Show me one school. Muslim school, non-Muslim school, show me one where iman is protected, shame, modesty is respected. Show me one. There's youngsters that come here. Youngsters come from top Muslim schools. It's what's happening. One youngster comes and he says, in our school, in one class, one standard, if I remember, it was grade 9 or 10. So the child would have been about standard 8, right? Says, there's about 150 girls, and not and every one of them says that we had a full experience with the boy, right till the end. Yet still, diwane ki tarah se apne bachiyon ko wahan pe bhejte hain. This is a confession from a girl. She passed it on to me for some, I don't say how she passed it on, but there's not a single, and we feel proud about it, that we had a full relationship with a boy. Yet now, encourage it, support it, promote the thing. So, the brains of the society has to think very seriously where they're sending the children. If it is that for them obtaining that degree, the scrap of paper, they have to sell the iman, they have to sell the izzat, they're prepared to do it. It's not always the less of the evil, or I mean, a lot of stories. But she must sell her respect. Are you prepared to allow your daughter to sell her respect to get that scrap of a paper, to get a better standard of living? Is that the right thing? Tumhara sharam ka kya hoga? Doob marna chahiye. You have to die in your shame. And people still go and justify this thing. Now, these children that come and complain, we don't want to go, but it's forced. It's not about 2 days ago. Complain, no, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to high school. The girl is complaining. I don't want to go to high school. My mother will throw me out of the house. Father is not prepared to listen to the story. This is a common story. It's not a once-off story. No. Common story. You know, repeated, you get the same. Just now in Ramzan now, and the girl says, I don't want to be there. I know the mahol. I know the environment. I don't want to be there. But then they force me to be there. And I know the vice that is there. And it's so tempting that I'll become a victim. But no, my mother, father says, I must get that matric certificate, get a degree, then we'll take you home. Now, this little bichari girl, now what must she do? So, khuda ke liye unke par raham khao. on your children, have mercy on them. You have mercy on your own qabr, in your qabr have mercy. In the hadith is reported that the child will hold the father by the collar. Oh Allah Ta'ala, this person here, he took me to this Jahannam. He led me onto this path. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ فَقْضِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ Allah Ta'ala, you decide now. He is the one that led me onto this path here. Kya jawab hoga? Have you got anything? So, no, he must be able to stand on his feet. This case that I was working on, then I asked that girl, is your father poor? No, he's got wealth for Africa, he's got. But with all that, she must still obtain a degree. She's got so much of wealth, must still obtain a degree. Then will I accept you in the house? So the shame is gone, iman is gone, just the degree must get in, recognition. So Ra'asul Amr, Nabi Sam is saying in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the basis is iman. Get your iman right. And whatever is going to affect and shake your iman, but you guard it. Every person is responsible. The father is responsible, the mother is responsible, the child is, everybody is responsible. Every person is responsible. Now, just now I got an email. So one woman is complaining, my daughter absconded. She absconded. So somehow I got in contact with that girl. Why did you abscond? No, my mother is forcing me to go to school. I don't want to go. Matric level, she's forcing. This I told you about one now. It's an email that came in just now. She's insisting I must go. And I don't want to go. I ask you, do you have any consciousness of standing before Allah Ta'ala, standing on the plains of Hashar, giving an answer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Do you have any consciousness, any awareness? What face? How are you going to hold? How are you going to show Allah Ta'ala your face? So the Ra'asul Amr, the first thing, get your iman right. And whatever is going to come to affect and shake your iman, by just move it out, just sweep it out. It's not worth the price. Shaykh Huni is saying the same thing, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Fatawa Rahimiya, Mona Mufti Abdul Rahim Sahib Lajpuri says, rather our children remain jahil, they eat half a loaf, they eat dry bread, then getting all this degrees, getting better food, etc., better standard of living, and then they're shaking the whole iman. All iman is shaken up. One friend of mine, so he's in his shop, so one popular man comes in, famous person, he comes in with his daughter. So now the one that is serving him knows the family. Quite popular, quite famous. The father is a doctor. The daughter has got some degrees, whatever, lawyer, whatever she is. So he knows the background. And as he knows the background, this happened recently, about 3 months, 4 months ago. So he knows the family, so he greets them, Assalamu alaikum. So very blatantly, in the presence of the father, this girl says, I'm no more in the religion. So is this why we're giving our children education, that they must go to Jahannam? The whole analysis is, we're giving them education, but this is a ticket to Jahannam, go. You want to see you roasting in Jahannam. That's why we're giving you all this, you must go and roast there. But there are Samjo, where are we sending our children? What are we doing? Is there any poverty? Are we dying? We're so mad over money, mad that anything but money must come in. Iman can go, morals can go, modesty can go, but money must come in. Are we so drunken with wealth? You know that this morning he read that article that how shaitan grips the person. Either he earns haram or he spends the wealth in haram. Jesus, spending your wealth or your children, you're spending them in haram. Or the third way the shaitan grips the person, apprehends the person, is he will prevent him in spending the wealth in the right avenues. He'll prevent him from spending the wealth in the avenues that he need to spend. So for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for your own sake, for your own qabr, It's a reality. Cover is a reality. Nobody can escape that. And there is no age restriction. See, when you come to this world, there's a tartib, right? There's a tartib to come to this world. First, the great-grandfather came, then the grandfather, then the father, then the son, then the grandson. But is there a tartib in going? So for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, don't become so mad about wealth. No, they must have this wealth. They must have this. Are we drunken with wealth? We didn't see, like, we're doing as though we never see wealth. No, the child must get this university, get that. What could happen to them? Are we so drunken? We didn't see wealth. The way we carry on, like we never see wealth. So the iman is the first thing. Child may earn something, even it's a menial job that he's earning, but his iman is safe. Ali radiallahu anhu, who is he? The son-in-law of Nabi Sallam, cousin of Nabi Sallam. Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha. Right? As Ali goes, the Khulafa'i Rashidin, right? But this, for generating an income, there's nothing. So he's prepared to go and draw out water from a well. For every bucket that he will draw out, he'll get some handful of dates. He's prepared to do that. Most menial job, he's prepared to do it. But he didn't feel embarrassed about it. Never felt embarrassed. I'm earning a halal wealth. I'm not risking my iman. I'm not selling away my daughter's respect. Yeah, you're selling the daughter's respect, selling away your iman, their iman, just for a few scraps. Samajh ki kya hui? Akal kya ho gaya? Hadith says that before Qiyamah, this is going to happen, that the brain, the mind is going to go upside down, capsized. So, sahi baat, ghalat nazar aayegi. Or غلط بات صحیح نظر آئے گی. The right will seem to be wrong, and the wrong will seem to be right. So the first thing is get the iman right. And whatever is going to shake the iman, disturb the iman, no matter who is saying it, but my child, my family, my household, iman, I can't get it. I can't allow it. The Sahaba Kiram, Nabi Sam, they gave their blood for the same iman, gave their lives. Some child is getting killed. They are getting thrown away, stoned. Everything, every type of sacrifice, chased out of Makkah Mukarramah, have to live out of their homes, out, completely out, just to preserve that iman. And today, now, just to preserve that wealth, we can run out, send your daughter to Cape Town and go learn there. In the lion's den, the Rand University, go there. The lecturer that was teaching in one of those big universities, he's telling me, show me one girl coming from any big, recognized Islamic school, best Islamic school. We challenge her. In 6 months, she's gone. Her izzat will be gone in 6 months. The lecturer from that, he came and told me personally. In 6 months, we challenge that her izzat is gone. With all that information still coming, yet we'll still send her to matric, send her to university, let her izzat go, iman must get corrupt. Phir inke bachcho ka kya hoga? Mawaz being dwana, nasle khandan. So bhai, do something for your family, for your generations to come. That they, in turn, when they come of age, they don't curse you. Imagine if you are in your grave, and they're still going to curse you, that my father, my grandfather took me on this path here. Today I'm here because of him. I am a gay, I'm a lesbian because of him. So this is what is being taught. It's a reality, it's a fact. There's no two ways about it. In the hadith it is mentioned, what Shafi Sahib writes, under the verse, I think, Allah khillau yawma idin ba'adhum li ba'adhum, subject to correction, but he mentions this, that when a pious person dies, good person dies, so all the procedures are over, whatever procedures he had to follow, all the procedures are over, and now he's issued his ticket to Jannat. Right? There is procedures, you have to go through the procedures. You can't just go to Jannat that. Procedures. Go through the procedures, then you go. But the procedures are over. Now that he's taken his abode in Jannat, then he says to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, you know, in the world I had a friend. And this friend of mine, if I did wrong, he would correct me. If I was doing the right, he would encourage me. If I made a mistake and stumbled, he would rectify me. And he would keep on reminding me that there is a thing like Qiyamah, there is a thing like Jannat, there is a thing like Jahannam. There is a thing like you're going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So prepare yourself for that. So Allah ta'ala, because of his reminding all the time, today I am here where I am. When look at this hadith, and I think of Tabligh Jamaat, what else they do? Same thing. They tell you, hey, my life after death is very important. You must prepare. What are you going to have? What are you going to do? The work seems to be very simple. But I would say it's better than a billion schools. Islamic or no Islamic school. They're doing a better work than a billion schools. They're guarding that iman. They're rectifying, correcting, rectifying. So, this person in the grave is making dua for the friend that is still alive. So you're getting duas from the living and from the dead for your righteous companion. What? For the righteous companion and the one that was bringing you right. So for that righteousness, you're getting dua from the living and from the dead. Usse behtar kya cheez hai? The dead is making dua for you, the life is making dua for you. And then he says, Allah Ta'ala, this person that was rectified, he was correcting me, showing me, rather, you keep him straight and let him be on the righteous path, that he sees the comforts and the luxury that I am witnessing today. Then, when this person has served his earthly term, then he is deceased and he goes in. Then Allah Pak says, all right, you'll meet up now. What a wonderful sati you was. You brought me to this abode. Allah Ta'ala bless you immensely. So his reception is so good, so done so well. But the same is true for the wrong company. When it's a wrong companion, you know how they will start it off. If something happens, then what? They will put the shaitani waswasa into the mind of that girl. If something happens, then what? That's the first waswasa that they will instill into the mind of this innocent little girl. If something happens to you, then what? What are you going to do? As though the world only started today. As though the world started today. But I ask you, for 1400 years, our girls weren't going to school. Were they starving? Yeah? They ran so beautiful homes. In fact, when I look at the woman of old, I think sometimes what they were doing was like a miracle. Each one was pulling about 14 children, 15 children. The homes were running very well, very smart. Someone told me that his granny pulled 25 children. In fact, 25, all living, 25. One woman. But they didn't go to school. Said, you went to school? No school. Did she know how to write English? No. Ek bol bhi nahi janti. Not even one word. But very prosperous. Children are all very wealthy, all doing very well for themselves. However she managed it. Their trust and the reliance was in Allah Ta'ala. Now your trust is all in scraps. Like we never see money. How mad we're carrying on, like we never see money. So the opposite is also true. The opposite now, that person is dead, he's lying in the grave. Fast all the procedures, now he's caught his abode in Jahannam. As he's got his abode in Jahannam, he says, I had a friend. He would tell me that this world is very important. You must learn to stand on your feet. Don't worry about the akhirat. This is a reality. Dunya is a reality. Worry about this. So I obtained the world, but at the price of my Jannat. I sold my Jannat away and I got Jahannam. So this was the blessings and the auspices of my friend. He brought me to this abode. So, oh Allah Ta'ala, let him carry on through the wrong. Don't ever show him the right. This person is making dua, that person is cursing. Don't show him right. Let him be on the wrong. Let him just stick in the wrong. رَبَّنَتْ مِسْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. بنطمس على وجوههم وتمس وشدود على قلوبهم فلا يؤمنوا. They must never believe. Let him stick in the, let him rot in that haram, in that kufr, until he sees the same misery and the same end that I am seeing because of him. He brought me here. I am stuck here. I can't move from here because of this person here. So let him also suffer like how I am suffering. See? So the best thing that you can think about is the righteous companion. He'll bring you, he reminds you, takes you to Allah Ta'ala. There's a program, something to conscientize you, bring you to Allah Ta'ala. Again, closer and closer and closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Brings you onto that path. One child in matric is crying, came crying to me. So many cases come that now I'm forced to talk about it. Came crying to me. I mean, this Islamic school, the Islamic school is just the front, fast, nothing else. I'm so-and-so Islamic school, and the life orientation teacher, she is giving us a farewell advice. The last day, she is giving us a farewell advice. So now we're all closing school, so she's giving us some parting advice. Al-wida'i nasihat. Yeah? Al-wida'i nasihat she's giving. What advice she gave? It's a Muslim class, girls and boys, and the advice that she's giving, the life orientation, my dear children, do everything, but just practice safe. What was she saying? What was she saying? Huh? Promoting zina. In an Islamic school, that means the child, just analyze the situation, the child was in an Islamic school for 12 years of his life. And this is the result of the child going at an Islamic school, that at the end, promote zina. Enjoy it. Enjoy yourself. But don't get caught. You know, and just be safe. Practice safe. So I ask you, is that a sellout or not? But a vechiawa, they sold us out. They sold the whole community out. The seniors need to think. The people that are in the schools, they need to think. Where they take the children. After 12 years of education, tutorship in this type of an environment, at the end, this is what the child is walking out. That boy came and cried to me that this is what they taught us. At the end, it's the last advice they gave. I don't mean to run this thing down, but I'm thinking of the severity of iman. Iman is not a small thing, but you don't have that, you're wasting your time. I tell you, it's a billion times better living in a shack, die with iman. I don't say go and live there. But if push comes to shove, and you're living in a shove, you live there, it's a billion times better. At least you've got your iman, and you're going through safely. So therefore, Mu'adh ibn Jabal is reporting in the hadith, Ra'asul Amr al-Iman. Get your iman right. No matter what happens, but iman. We hear the stories of Sa'd. They migrated because of iman. They suffered because of iman. They gave their blood because of iman. Lives because of his iman, right? They stayed hunger and starvation because of iman, boycotted because of iman. Everything that is humanly conceivable for iman, and now everything that is humanly conceivable for money. Everything, but just for money must come in. Every sacrifice, I say, aren't we a sellout to the previous generations, to our fathers, grandfathers? If they came off of the graves, they'll slap us, kick us. What we pass on to you and what you are doing. One person came, the trustee of an Islamic school, he says that I'm just coming from a meeting. So there was a case where a teacher, male and a female teacher, they were doing something illicit, right? Both married, but this is a teacher, they were doing something. And the students saw them. So the principal said, it's all right, so long as it's consensual. What? So now, he became even above the Quran and Hadith. So they're doing it with consensus. He's agreed, she's agreed, so it's all right. See that? So long as it's consensual. They agreed on it. So that's the talim, that's the education they're getting from an Islamic school. So I say, is that a place now to save your iman? Have you got any hope now that you can, your iman can be safe in such an environment? So for the sake of Allah, do something for your iman. I'm really hurt when I hear these things. Very, very hurt. Public money is being used. Zakat funds are used and channeled to millions are going down here. And this is the end. This is what you're getting out of it. Millions are channeled there. And this is the end what you're getting. Promoting zina, promoting disbelief, selling your izzat away. Is that the right thing? So this is what Mu'adh ibn Jabal says. Ra'asul amr, get your iman right. No matter what, but get the iman right. You know, in India, there's so many cases. Some people, in the abyss of sin. But when it comes to the iman, they can give their life. A drunkard and whatever they're doing, right? But you just interfere with the iman and see what they do after that. You won't be alive. But everything else, they har kisam ki shararat aur gunah mein mubtala. Lekin iman se zara chhero, dekho kya karenge. Just go and touch the iman. Go touch the izzat or nabism, see what they'll do. Now that's called real iman, real faith. That you don't interfere with this. Now here, from that position of a teacher, trustee, and this type of education is passed on to this innocent, impressionable minds, and then you want them to become the leaders of tomorrow. Is that the right thing? Are you giving the right instruction, the right guidance? So get this iman right. So at least, you know, after talim, 5 or 6 times in the day, in the week, talk about what's going on in the school, what you heard, what the textbook says. And in that, if there is something to be ironed out, then iron it out, clear it out, at least. The better, best thing was to take them out of these places. But if you don't have the heart to do it immediately, then at least there must be a forum to discuss these things. Okay, this is what's happening. So before, see that snake, when it just hatched, right? From its egg, it's small, little small, right? So it's easy to squash it. To keep it under control, it's easy. But tomorrow when it's turned into a python, then it's out of control. So that kufr will come into that family, into that household. Now is it in control? Is it within control or out of control? Out of control. See? So get this first right. The second thing in this hadith, وَإِمَادُهَا الصَّلَاةِ, the central column of iman is namaz. Imagine if there's a tent, there's a canopy, right? And it is supported by a central column, right? And remove the central column then, the whole thing will collapse. You get your iman, after iman, get your namaz right. Get your namaz right, your whole deen will be secure. So first is iman, and after the iman, get your namaz right. Your namaz is right, the whole iman, whole deen will be secure. Right? وَذِرْوَةُ سِنَامِهِ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And the highest point of iman is striving in the path of Allah. I did explain this early on. One is jihad, bimana qital, right? And the other meaning is to strive, to see that every aspect of iman is brought up. Namaz is coming right. Zakat is coming right. Roza is coming right. Dini talim is being imparted in the right way. So this is also a type of jihad. Al-jihadu fi sabilillah. That's zirwatu sinami. You're seeing all Islamic values are coming up. Every Islamic value, to strive to bring that up. Zirwatu sinami al-jihadu fi sabilillah. Then at the end, Nabi Sallam says, "Awala adulluka ala milaki kulli dhalika." Ala milaki dhalika kulli. But I show you something that will bond and protect everything. We spoke about iman, we spoke about namaz, we spoke about sadaqah and zakat, right? We spoke about striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But what will take care, what will bond and protect and guard all this? So look after your tongue. What? Tongue. Muaz is shocked. This tanya, this is a disaster. Many people will be thrown headlong into Jahannam on their faces because of this. Hasa'idu al-sinatim. Look after the tongue. Now you have to say the tongue. Why the tongue? Because the tongue is a medium for communication, isn't it? Why the tongue? Because you communicate with the tongue. But now, you don't only communicate with the tongue, but you communicate with your thumbs down. Before there was thumbs up, now thumbs down. It's another way of communicating. So this means the medium of communicating. Look after that. Small thing can create a problem. Massive problem can create. Look after this. So if your tongue is right, those are the mediums of imparting and communication, that's right, then everything will go right. But your medium of communication, passive of communication is not right, everything collapses. One person came here. He says to me, I go for namaz and everything because I don't want to be ostracized by the family. But I don't believe in anything. I had the best results in matric, university, best results. But I don't believe. I just go there because it's a family tradition. So no, don't disrespect the family. I go. With a lot of difficulty, then I send him out in jamaat. No, at least, I won't say he's a good Muslim, at least his iman is right. We have a little bit in jamaat, he's coming right. So, here are the mediums of communication. Communication, medium of communication, get that right. And that will protect all your iman.
Muhammad Aqub is requested to come front to make the dua.
اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لك الملك كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم يا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنعمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضاه وأصلح لي في ذريتي وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا. اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا. اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين ونعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. O my Kareem Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my most merciful Allah, we beg of you, Ya Allah, out of your sheer grace and mercy, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our near and dear ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and every ummati of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from that inception of time till now, Ya Allah, right till Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem, Allah. Oh my Rahim, Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you why you forgave us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you why you forgave us, Ya Allah. But oh my Allah, Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become happy if you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our work will get done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but at least my Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Forgive our children, Ya Allah. Forgive our progenies to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and everyone, Ya Allah. Every single individual, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be part of that mizdaq of that hadith of Jibreel Alayhi Salam, Ya Allah, where we are cursed, Ya Allah, that we're not forgiven in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the last few moments of this Mubarak month are left, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will be at a total loss, Ya Allah, if we are not forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah, please, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we implore you, Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem, Aqa, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present in front of you, oh my Allah, except our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have nothing to present in front of you, Ya Allah, except our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins, Ya Allah, we are drowning in mistakes, Ya Allah, we are drowning in filth, Ya Allah, the filth of sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but there's no one as merciful as you, Ya Allah. Ya ahada man la ahada lah, wa ya sanada man la sanada lah. Ya Allah, there is no other door to turn to besides your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other door to turn to besides your door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak gathering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many sulahaya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this filthy servant was asked to, Ya Allah, I have no voice in front of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't express ourselves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the best days of their lives, the last days of their lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill their lives with izzat, afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our parents' lives with izzat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, stress-free lives in the last days of their lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and grant them the highest stages of Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, look after our children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, look after our future progenies, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem, Aqa, all the efforts that our elders put into us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayat, Ya Allah, to put the same and even more effort into our future generations to come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what answer will give to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah? What answer will give to the Sahaba kiram, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, all the akabirin, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, what answer will we answer to them, Ya Allah, when they say what, how much of effort they put into us to bring this deen to us, Ya Allah? What have we done to carry this deen forward, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, give us the hidayat to carry this work forward, Ya Allah. Ya mere mola, mere aqa, hame bhi, hame aulad ko bhi, hame naslo ko bhi, hame khandano ko bhi, Ya Allah, umr daraz tak deen ki khidmat khili khuli dil ke saath nasib farma. Ya Allah, قدم قدم پر ہاتھ پکڑ کے تمام امور میں ہمارے رہنمائی اور رہبری فرما, ہمارے نصرت اور مدد فرما, ہماری حفاظت فرما, اور یا اللہ ہم سب کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ, اللہ قابل تو ہم نہیں ہے, یا اللہ, we not capable of anything, یا اللہ, یا اللہ, we not capable of anything, یا اللہ, but if you forgive, you accept us, یا اللہ, then our work is done, یا اللہ. یا اللہ, accept us, یا اللہ, accept our progenies to come also, یا اللہ. Oh my Kareem Aqa, we don't know how to ask of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without asking, Ya Allah, you give us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are full. Hamare paas to khata hi khata hai, Ya Allah. Lekin tere taraf se bas ata hi ata hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, all those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa ajila, kamila, mustamira, daima. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever condition they're in, Ya Allah, grant them comfort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those that are languishing in prisons, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please grant them afiyat, Ya Allah. All over the world, the Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah. Different parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, izzat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in debt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you find a way out of their debts with halal park, tayyib wealth, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem, Aqa, whatever problems anyone in the Ummah has got, Ya Allah, you have the solution, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the solution is with you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make a way out for them, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem, Aqa, Oh my Rahim, Aqa. We don't know how to ask of you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and every one sitting here today, Ya Allah, the entire Ummah of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, you know the condition of the deepest secrets of their heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there's things in people's heart that they can't even bring to their tongue to express, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you solve their problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you look after us, Ya Allah. Allahumma khir lana wa akhtar lana. Allahumma khir lana wa akhtar lana. Allahumma khir lana wa akhtar lana. Ya Allah, bless our Hazrat with long life, Ya Allah, with ease, izzat, afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, his entire khandan right till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, look after them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put barakat in his life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the works of khidmat that are taking place via Hazrat's hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us with it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it's the madrasa, Ya Allah, whether it's the talimi board, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it's nimbe, Ya Allah, whether it's uswatul muslima, whatever, whichever avenue, Ya Allah, whatever work is taking place all over in the rural areas also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please accept all the work, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem Aqa, Oh my Rahim Aqa. Ya Allah, we'll be nothing without you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you look after us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you look after us, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem Aqa. Ya Allah, you find a way out for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in every situation, Ya Allah, you look after us, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem Aqa, this month of Ramadan is going away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be such that we are not forgiven in this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, declare forgiveness for each and every single ummati of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Oh my Kareem Aqa, bless us with that which you have asked for, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the good that was asked for in all the du'as, Ya Allah, all over the world, especially in the Khanqah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and save us from all that was asked for, that protection was sought from, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Oh my Kareem Aqa, it did not be such that on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, Nabi Pak صلى الله عليه وسلم has to turn away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be the let us not cause the slightest discomfort, Ya Allah. Not even takleef, discomfort, Ya Allah, to Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, let it not be such we cause any sort of discomfort to him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sunnat kamila ke kamil ittiba nasib farma, Ya Allah. O my Kareem Aqa, O my Rahim Aqa, on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, raise us under the banner of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, wa murafaqata nabiyyuna Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fi a'la darajatil jannati jannatil khuld. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillah.